The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
From today, you're no longer to be pitied. You're to be envied. And what God is going to bring to the blessing in your life is equivalent to the Garden of Eden.
Glory to God.
And it's so much till you can't hide it anymore.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, today's teaching is entitled Rising to the Top. Now, this is where God wants us. In other words, He said to Abraham that Abraham would be famous and distinguished. He said He's going to put him above all nations. I'm talking about we're the seed of Abraham. And God said He's going to make us the head and not the tail, the lender, not the bar, above only and not beneath. Now, here are a couple of points I want you to remember about this particular teaching. If your condition isn't lining up with the Word, more than likely, the enemy is stealing from you. Because he is a thief. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. Now, when you get the blessing in your life, the blessing is designed to eradicate the curse. It's designed to bring deliverance in every area of your life. Now, what do you have to do? You have to take that blessing and confess that word and then expect God to move on that word. That blessing goes into operation. The next thing you know, things are reversed in your life. Things that you've been struggling with have now turned into the Garden of Eden. Praise God. Well, number two, God wants us out of debt because He has promised that His people would be the lender and not the borrower. Now, here's a message translation, and it's found in Deuteronomy chapter 15. Here's what it says. Watch this. All debts are canceled. God said so. Once we come into the kingdom, the debts are paid. Jesus paid it all. See? So all debts are canceled. You now can receive your debts canceled. I'm talking about supernaturally. I mean, let's just believe by the end of the year, your debts will be canceled. Well, wait a minute. I got a mortgage debt, Pastor. Ah, doesn't make any difference. Mortgage, auto, school loans. Oh, all debts are canceled. Did you hear what I said? God said so. Get your Bible. Let's go into it. It's called Rising to the Top.
If you belong to Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Are you Abraham's seed?
Yes.
Are you an heir?
Yes.
What He spoke to Abraham, is that for you?
Yes.
How are you going to receive it?
By faith.
Now, that means you get up in the morning, say, Father, I thank You for the blessing that is on my life.
Yes.
Now, why am I saying this? Because that same blessing now is passed on to Isaac. So it says over in Genesis chapter 26 and verse 2, He says, talking about Isaac's life, and the Lord appeared to him and said, go not down to Egypt, dwell in the land that I shall tell you of, and sojourn in this land, and I'll be with you. Sojourn means walk around in it like you own it. And well, I will bless you, for unto thee and to thy seed will I give all these countries, and I'll perform the oath which I swear to Abraham thy father. And then He says, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and I'll give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be what? Blessed. So He's not just going to bless this group. Who is He going to bless? All the nations. Now, He's not just going to bless this group of people here. He's going to bless who again? Now, who does all the nations of the earth include? That includes you. Black folks, white folks, Indian folks, come on, Chinese folks, any folks that folks, they're going to get the same blessing. So, notice verse 12 in that same chapter. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. And who blessed him?
The Lord.
The Lord blessed him, and the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. And for he had possessions of flocks, possessions of herds, great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. You were never supposed to be pitied. You were supposed to be envied. Now, I want to show you something, because when the blessing starts coming on you, you can't hide it. You cannot hide the blessing. Why? It's going to overrun anything you've got. Now, what I said to you in terms of six steps to the top, don't confuse or mistaken your condition with your portion. If what you read doesn't agree with your life, you coming up short. I'm saying the devil is stealing something. And the first place he steals it is through lack of knowledge. And I'm telling you, I'm giving you the knowledge. I'm giving you the knowledge so that you can wake up in the morning and say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed going in the work this morning, and I'm blessed coming out the work. You take that scripture. Why? Because you got to believe what you say. Now look at this. Let's look at a New Living Translation. Again, look at this. And when Isaac planted his crop that year, he harvested 100 times more grain than he planted. For the Lord, what? Bless him. Now, we're not talking about increase over time. We're talking about explosive increase. Shindalabahaya. We're talking about increase that happens overnight. You follow what I'm saying? Now, it would be not good if God increased you, ran all that stuff over, and then the devil took your life. So one thing you know, not only do you get the prosperity, but you get the protection with it. No, you're not to be pitied. You're to be envied. The time for y'all getting secondhand stuff is over.
Amen.
Come on, come on. You got to stay with me now. Because, see, y'all looking at me strange now. I don't know about this. Don't try to take the Word of God and bring it down to your thinking. You take your lifestyle and take it up to the Word of God. Got it? Think about it. If you knew everything, you wouldn't be in here. And if your life and condition in your life does not match the Word of God, you got some work to do. It's not that God is holding it back from you. There's something you don't know and something the devil has stolen. This is your inheritance. Go get it. All right, now, I want to show you something in here, because where Jacob got blessed, I want to go back there to Genesis again, chapter 27. And Isaac began to tremble uncontrollably and said, "Then who just served me with wild game? I have already eaten it, and I blessed him just before you came in. And yes, that blessing must stand." Now watch this. I got my Bible at home, my New Living Bible or Old Living Bible at home. Here's what it says. "And I blessed him with an irrevocable blessing." So once you are blessed, you can't wash it off. Once you are blessed, Satan can't separate you from it. Once you are blessed, the only way it doesn't work is that somehow you have been talked into doing things that are anti-blessing, things that will cause that blessing not to work. Hatred won't work. Come on now. Anger doesn't work. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm saying you, as you rise, anybody that's going to rise with a blessing is going to be persecuted. In fact, he said over in Mark chapter 10 and verse 29 and 30, when you receive the blessing of the hundredfold, he said, and Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake in the gospels, but he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses, brethren, sisters, mother, children, and lands with persecution. You're guaranteed to be persecuted. Now, if you're guaranteed to be persecuted, how are you going to handle it? With love. See, if you retaliate with it, it will cut off the blessing for your life. What you've accumulated could be stolen. And not only that, you won't make it to the top.
Amen. Right.
So make up your mind right now that you ain't gonna get mad, hang, start hating on people, and so forth and so on. Make up your mind right now. Come on now. Now see, in the natural, those kingdom principles seem to be weak when they come up against principles like revenge and manipulation. No, they're not weak. You see, hatred is a slow death. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end of that way is death. Your body and mind were not made to hate. Folks, you can even get strife in your body and in your mind, and you'll find that strife and anger and hatred, it even affects the bones. It said it will rot your bones. Why? Because it's from the pit of hell. And I'm saying get it out of your life and make up your mind. Wait, well, they make me mad. Well, you better find some other way to vent it, because if you vent it other than love and start letting a lot of mess come out of your mouth, that anointing will stop. That thing will stop. See, and the next thing you know, stuff that you got start drying up and you wonder what happened to you. Get your attitude back right. All right, let's look at it. Come on over here to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5. Is this the right bunch I'm talking to? Now, you saying, wait a minute now. For some reason, I think I deserve to hate. You know, you don't know what they did to me, Pastor. I deserve. No. You can't play that kind of game. You in the kingdom now. Say amen. Amen. You are going to represent your father. Yes. And he said one thing, vengeance is mine and I will recompense. Amen. Folks, he just told you, whoever tried to curse you, going to be cursed. Yes. All this is yours. Say, it's my inheritance.
It's my inheritance.
Everything that he did for Abraham, everything that he did for Isaac, everything that he did for Jacob, he has to do for you.
Amen.
So the blessing is your only guarantee that you will reach your destiny.
Amen.
That this blessing that is on your life guarantees that you'll finish your assignment.
Amen.
Remember, you're not supposed to be pitied. It's supposed to be envied. Matter of fact, look at that on a scripture. Look at what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verses 1 and 2. Let's look at that first. Deuteronomy 28, and it shall come to pass, if thou hearken diligently the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee to say, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all nations of the earth. Go all the way down to verse 10, please. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you. Verse 10, and all the people of the earth shall what? See. Say see.
See.
Folks, you can't hide it.
Amen.
You can't hide it.
Amen.
You think they like you and all of that. But wait till you drive up there in that Bentley.
Amen.
You think, come on now. Come on. Wait, come on. Wait till you show up with this Boaz.
Yeah.
How does she get him? She don't even look as good as I do. See, this blessing will go to work for you. From today, you're no longer to be pitied. You're to be envied. And what God is going to bring through the blessing in your life is equivalent to the Garden of Eden.
Glory to God.
And it's so much till you can't hide it anymore.
Amen. Glory to God.
Man, I'm preaching better than you saying anything. Now, what happened? Do you believe that?
Yes,
see, if you just believe your man of God,
yes, sir,
and start confessing it and walking in it,
yes, sir,
and expecting it,
yes, sir,
it will work on your life. Now, what can you do with it? You can change the culture of a community. Glory to God. Of a whole city?
Yes, sir.
See, Adam had it on him to manage the universe.
Yeah.
The power of that blessing. It was, let me just read you a couple of people, because it's going to take you from the bottom to the top. Say, the bottom to the top. Say, I'm going from the bottom to the top. And it's starting today. In the name of Jesus. So I saw some things here. And I saw Job's life. Job had lost everything. Am I right about it? God in Job chapter 42 restored Job twice-fold what he had before. How about Joseph? Joseph was in jail. Am I right about it? Did he not get raised up out of jail and became prime minister? Am I right about that? Joseph made Pharaoh the richest man in the world. Pharaoh had a lot of political power, but he didn't have all the wealth. But Joseph got all the wealth. How about Jacob? Jacob, look what it says in Genesis chapter 32 and verse 10. This is Jacob's life now. Jacob, look what he says, his life. He said, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast shown unto thy servant. For with my staff I pass over this Jordan, and now am become two bands. Let me give you my translation. I left home with a stick, and now I have become two armies. How about Ruth? You know where Ruth was found. Ruth was found in the field with her mother-in-law, poor, with nothing, and gleaning. What is gleaning? Gleaning is where the rich people leave some vegetables around the field, around the out perimeter of the field, and the people who are poor just go in and pick some beans for themselves, kind of sharecropping, if you will. And that's where she was. But all of a sudden, a man rolled up, and a man on a big white horse rolled up. And say, who is this damsel here? And they said, oh, you don't want to know her. She's a poor woman, and so forth. He said, no. I like that sister. Come on, sister girl. Who are you? Come on now. And Ruth ended up marrying the richest man in the county. Come on, Ruth. There's some Ruths up in here. How about Esther? Esther, you know who she was. She was an orphan. I mean, her mother and father had passed, and her uncle took her in. Folks, that's just another mouth to feed. But her uncle had vision. He had understanding of a blessing. He had it so much until he wouldn't even bow down to wicked Haman. And so what happened? Esther, he got Esther in the palace, and the next thing you know, Esther got favor, and the next thing you know, Esther saved a whole nation from being exterminated. Saying, I got some Esthers up in here. Now, how about Mary? Mary was somebody you never heard of, but one day an angel came and said, Hail Mary. Say Hail Mary three times. No, don't you do it. Don't do it. And he said, Hail Mary, thou art highly favored among women. He said, Blessed art thou among women. What happened? This woman who never seen a man became fruitful. And I'm telling you right now, you might be past the age of childbearing, and you said, I'm getting married. Then you said, well, I'm past the age now. Don't count the blessing out, because the blessing will reverse the curse. The blessing will put you back so you walking like a young lady again. And I'm saying now, what about Jesus? Jesus was in that grave. He was counted out, but one day God said, get up, and he rose himself and became the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Give God a shout. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Come on, give him a shout. Receive the blessing. That's it. Receive the blessing. Receive the blessing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Say this with me. I am blessed of the Lord. The blessing of Abraham is on my life. From this day, I will confess the blessing. I will activate the blessing. I will see the demonstration of the blessing. Of the Lord. Now give him a shout and receive it. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Now what I did down at the meeting, I told them, I said, now there's a scripture, and it's coming out of Deuteronomy 15, verse 1. And in Deuteronomy 15, verse 1, he says, at the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lendeth aught unto his neighbor shall release it, and he shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called the Lord's release. Now look at that in the Message translation, and it says this in the Message translation. It says, at the end of every seventh year, cancel all debts. And then it says, it is the procedure. Everyone who has lent money to his neighbor, write it off. And you must not press your neighbor or his brothers for payment. All debts are canceled. God said so. One more time. All debts are canceled. God said so. Now, over there, somebody said, well, Pastor, that's 7 years. Well, look what it says here in Mark chapter 7 and verse 24. This is a woman who came to Jesus for healing. And from thence he arose, and he went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into a house, and he would have no man to know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and he came and fell at his feet. And the woman was a Greek, say a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. And Jesus said to her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet for you to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. But she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat the crumbs, children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of your daughter. Now, see, in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. To the Jew first, to the Jew first, to the Jew first, to the Jew first, then to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live how? By faith. So you're going to live by faith. Now notice, this Syrophoenician Greek woman, she came to Jesus, but it wasn't her time. He's coming for the Jew first. It ain't your time, lady. Lady, stop bothering me. It's not your time. But she pressed in by faith, because faith moves time. Anytime you come in faith, your 7 years are going to become today. So I've said, debts are canceled. God says so. You receive it by faith, and your debts are going to be canceled starting today. Now give God a shout, and that's all we got today.
The blessing of Abraham is designed to take you from the bottom to the top in every area of your life. To order your copy of this dynamic teaching, Rising to the Top, Volume 2, on CD or MP3, on DVD or MP4, contact us online at BillWinston.org. You can also call us at 1-800-711-9327. Understanding and embracing the blessing is key to allowing its full power to flow in your life. Get this must-have series, Rising to the Top, today.
My name is Mildred Maddox. I'm from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I became saved some years ago, and after giving my life to God, I had a hunger and thirst for to know His Word. I was hearing preaching, but no teaching. And one day, I happened to turn on the TV. This man is talking about faith. What is faith? I had read about faith, but I had not been taught on faith. And I started listening to his teaching. And from his teachings, from those broadcasts, it taught me how to live by faith, how to start speaking. My whole mindset changed. And when my mindset changed by listening and applying the Word of God, my whole life turned. I was working for another person, and I stepped out. I said, God, you said that you shall supply all of my needs. And through listening and applying the law of confession and faith, God blessed me to open up two businesses that I know I could not have done, because everything around me said, no, you can't, you know. And through that, one of them, every day at 10:30 in that business, my TV is on to Bill Winston's ministry. And all of my clients that comes in there, even the ones as regular clients, they already know if they get there at 10:15, Miss Mildred, you don't have the TV on. I say, you don't come on until 10:30. They are hungry. I have had people to come in and just sit and listen to the teaching on that 10:30 service, and came in and asked me, what must I do to be saved? And, you know, and I just say, I thank God. I credit all that to God connecting me through broadcast. I'd never seen him before, never been around, but through broadcast in all those years that he connected me with this ministry, and it connected other people, drawed other people to Christ, and it have changed my life. And I just thank God, because if it wasn't for you all that was partnering at that time that the ministry could go through the television where I could get it, I don't know where I would be right now. So I say thank you all, and I thank God.
Thank you, Bill Winston Ministry Partners, for helping us take this message of faith to the world through the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast. We are reaching millions of people with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not a partner yet? Sign up today and be a part of what God is doing through this ministry. We are transforming the world for Christ, one life at a time.